Hello to all my Chavarim Yeshir, Torah's Roshan around the world. Continuing on as Shira Mishnayas. We are doing Mesechus Shabbos, Parak Yud Zayin, Mishnah Dalet, which is the Gemara is on Daf Kuf Chaf Gimel Beis, and continues on Daf Kuf Chaf Dalet of Aleph. And the Mishnah begins, Rabbi Yossi Omer Kol HaKelim Ditalim. You're allowed to move all Kelim on Shabbos, Chutz Mi'a Meser HaGadol, except one of the two that the Mishnah is going to talk about is the large saw. As Rashi explained, it's a large saw they use to saw beams. Meiri says, even kelim that normally are used for melacha that's aser, they're allowed to be moved on Shabbos if you need them for a mutter type of usage, or if you need the place that they're sitting in to use that place for something else. The second item the Mishnah mentions is the yosid shel machresha, the sharp, pointy part of the plow that sticks into the ground, as Rashi Rav explained. It's a large kli made like a knife, and with that you make the hole into the furrow as it's plowing. Okay, because those two things, the large saw for beams and this a sharp edge for the plowing, people are very careful with, and they put it in a special place. That should never be used for any other type of malacha. The Shulchan Aruch Siman Shin Ches Sif Aleph says that kelim like this are considered muksa machus chisaron kis. You're afraid it's going to cost money to replace something like this, a special type of muksa. Like, similarly, if you have a knife that's only used for shechita, or you have a razor that a barber might use, or a knife that a scribe would use to fix his quills, or the hammer that the spice maker uses to crush his spices, or any other kelim that are set aside for specifically for sale. All those are things that you can't use for anything else. They're all muksa because you're afraid you lose money. Machus chisaron kis. Chidush Rabbi Akiva Eger to the Shulchan Aruch there that we mentioned in Shin Ches brings from Tosfos and Beya Daf Beis and Beis that even if on Shabbos you decide you want to, from that point on, take it out of its previous usage and use it for a different malacha that's mutter, still they're considered muksa until the end of Shabbos. Okay, the Mishnah continues, Kol HaKelim Litalim Letzorach U'Shelo Letzorach. All kelim can be used for its normal purpose and something that's not. The Rav explains that it means any kli that's normally used for heter, like if it's bowls or cups, they can be taken for the particular uses that you normally use, or the particular, you need a place for the kli, even if you don't have a particular usage for it. You don't need it for its own usage or its place. You just want to take it out of the shade, or you don't want it from the sun to the shade, or you don't want it to be stolen. In all cases, these kelim that are not used for isur at all, you consider the kli shmalachtal heter. It's only used for heter. And this type of a kli, you're allowed to move for whatever reason. But a kli that's set aside for a le'iser, like grinding implements, crushing implements, those you can only take it if you're going to use it for a heter purpose, where you need the place where it is. But from the sun to the shade, or you're afraid it'll be stolen, those you can't move it for that purpose. The Tiferes Yisrael says the kelim that the malachim v'heter are those that are set aside for malach of heter and also possibly for an iser. The Magen Avraham in Siman Shin Ches to cut and test. And if it doesn't have any purpose at all, everybody says you can't move it, as the Mishnah Lemarach in Perek Chaf Hei brings. But you could take something to carry it with you. They'll be ready to use during the day, as the Taz says, there is a cut and base. The Shulchan Aruch, Siman Shin Ches Sif Dalet says, books and food, you can always carry, even if you don't have any particular usage for it. Rav Nechemia, the continuous mission says, Rav Nechemia, Imer, Ein Yitolon El Letzorach. No, you can only take these mutter items that are used, kelim that are used for a heter type of purpose, you can only take it for that purpose. As Rav explains, that the Gemara says, you can only use it for the purpose that it's normally set aside to specifically, and not for another type of purpose. Even if you're going to
tzorach gufo, like a knife you want to cut with, but that would be okay, he says, Reb Nechemia, but you can't use the knife to put under a bowl to hold it steady. And but halacha is not like Rabbi Nechemia. We hold you can use this item, which is normally used for heter, for any type of heter purpose. Rabbi Nechemia had said only for the purpose that it was specifically designated for. We don't hold that way. The verse Rav says, according to Rabbi Nechemia, even for its own purpose, or even if you didn't need it for its own place, it would be aser. Tosfos Rabbi Akiva Eiger says no, but if you need it for its own place, it would be mutter, according to Rabbi Nechemia. He brings that from the Gemara, and this seems to be a machlokas Rav and Rab in the Gemara. That's what I say. If Rabbi Nechemia allows you to move something that's malachta leheter for the tzarech makomo or not, that seems to be to me a machlokas in the Gemara. Okay, let's go on to Perek Yud Zayin Mishnah Hay, which is the Gemara on Daf Kuf Chaf Dalam Beis. Kol Kelim Halitolim B'Shabbos Shifreim Nitolim Imam. Anything, any kli that you can move on Shabbos, you could move any broken pieces of it with them. Tzvi Israel says even if it broke on Shabbos. Nachash Shlomo says the right gears is without the word imohem. Kol HaKelim Nitolim B'Shabbos Shifreim Nitolim. Okay, because in the first Mishnah, there's two reasons why the word imohem is used. Okay, but here, those reasons aren't relevant. So, if we go back to Mishnah Aleph and see what we talked about there, why it says imohem in Mishnah Aleph, you'll see that the reasons given there, the two possible reasons, are not relevant here, but I'm not going to go over it again. Okay, Bovad Shia Osim Ein Malacha. The Mishnah says you have to be using it for the same type of Malacha for Me'ein Malacha, as Rashi says, any particular Malacha that you might be able to use, if it has a use for anything, then you can carry these broken pieces too, even if it wasn't from the original Malacha that the Kli was set aside for. The Riffa says, because since it still has a particular usage, it's still considered a Kli, and therefore it's not Muksa. Mishnah Berurah and Siman Shin Ches Sifkat and Chav Ches says that if you have a broken piece of Kalim that you can't use it, then it's considered Muksa Makmus Gufo, just like wood or stones that you can't move on Shabbos for no reason, and you can't move those at all for any reason. Now, Shivri Areva, if you have a broken troth, the Kasas Behem Al Pi Chavas, what do you use? Those pieces you'll cover over a Chavas, and the Shivri Schuchas, if you have a broken piece of glass, the Kasas Behem Al Pach, you'll use it to cover over a pach, a flask. Chidush Aran says, Shivri Areva of wood, they have to be big enough that you can cover the opening of a Chavas, of a barrel, because otherwise they're going to be used like wood chips for fire, and that would make it muksa on Shabbos. Ramban says, stone is not like a kli in this way, that you can cover it over a kli, only if you specifically set it aside before Shabbos that I'm going to use this stone to cover a kli, and only something that's a broken piece of a kli that previously was a kli, that's the only thing that would be good enough for this type of usage. Miri says, if there's no use at all for the shivrei kli, then it becomes muksa. Rehud Omer Bavaji Osamei Malachtam, he says no, but it has to be used for the similar type of malacha. And Tzitfer Israel explains the original malacha that was used previously before it was broken, it has to be useful for that too, because he says it's no lud otherwise, it's something new that wasn't here beforehand, and he holds that's awesome. Mishnah continues, Shivri Areva Lotzuk Lotoka Makefa. A shever of this troth can be used to put into a makfa. As what is that? Rashi and Rav explained, it's like a thick porridge, like an oatmeal type of thing that's mixed with water. And Rav adds, and there's really no machlokas, only if it was broken on Shabbos. But if it was broken before Shabbos, everybody agrees that it can be carried, even if it can't be used for the original malacha that it was set aside for. Ben halachas like Rabbi Yehuda. Taisi Yadva says, in the beginning of the parak, it's mashma, that when the doors got taken off, fell apart, off from the kelim on Shabbos, that it is mutter to carry it. It's better than to carry it than it was broke than if it was separated before Shabbos. So why is it here different? So he says there, Taisus mentions it's not similar because there it's still a kli. It's still, the doors are still omed for the original malacha, and you will be able to reconnect them. Even if it's only the covering, you can connect with the kli. But here, it's not considered a kli at all. It only if it's omed to do a different malacha. Therefore, when it was broken on Shabbos, it's worse because it's a nolad. The bir halacha and siman shin ches, siv kat and vav, says machlokas of the Tanakhama Rabbi Yehuda is, Rabbi Yehuda holds that a broken kli that you can only use for a different tzorech, it, from what it was used originally, that when it was whole, and he says it can only be used as something for the original usage that it was previously. And the Talmud Kama says that since it still has some usage, it's still considered a kli, an original kli, as if it was previously, even if it's not the same usage. Magen Avraham and Siman Shin Ches of Katan Tesvav says even the Talmud Kama agrees that there is a din of nolad. But he holds like Reb Shimon, as Tosis mentions in Be'edaf Be'ezman Aleph, that Nolad is also only if it was changed from the form and its usage in an extreme manner. And Rabbi Yehuda is machmer that Nolad is also if the usage was changed even though the tzura wasn't changed, the form wasn't changed. So Reb Shimon says only if the form and the usage was changed, then we consider nolad. But Yehuda says no, even if just the usage is changed, then it would be nolad, as the Gemara says in Daf Kuf Chaf Dal Mabez. Now, if Gamin would be, as far as Yantif, that the non-Yantif Talach is like Rabbi Yehuda, as the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah and Siman Tuf Tzadik Hei, Sif Dalet, and the Mishnah Berurah there, Sif Kat Yitzayin mentions. And also, according to the Magen Avraham, will passing like him in this din on Yantif, but the Bir Halacha says will still passing like the Tanakama on Yantif. So Machlokas is here, Achronim, what the din is on Yantif as far as these broken Kalim. Okay, the Mishnah continues, Shal Schuchis, Lochzach Lotachin Shemen, you can use a broken piece of glass to pour in a little Shemen, a little oil. Tver Israel says, we hold like the Tanakama, but in a complete nolad, everybody agrees that it's usher, as in Siman Shin Ches Sif Vav, and the Halgah in the Magen Avraham Siman Taf Tzadik Hei Sif Katan Zayin. The Migdal Bikurim to the Tesefta on Perek Tes Vav and Tesefta Tes says that a broken piece of glass that you can hold oil with, it's still useful because it's similar to the original usage. Originally, you were able to hold oil in the flask, and now the broken piece of glass of the flask still can hold some oil. Continuing on Mesachlis Shabbos, Perek Yud Zayin Mishnah Vav, in which the Gemara is on Daf Kuf Chaf Hamad Aleph. Ha'evin Shibi Kiruya. If you have a stone in a Kiruya, what is that? Rashi and the Rav explain. It's a dry gourd. Okay, Rashi says it's hollow gourd. It's chalula. And you fill it up with water. And since it's very light, it's not going to hold, it's not going to fill up much with water because it's going to be floating. And so therefore you have to put a stone in it to make it heavier and sink into the well so you'll be able to draw out the water. So you have this stone in this gourd. Imamalin, if you then use this gourd, and as the Rav explains, v'enenefeles, and the stone won't fall, as Rashi and Rav says, it's tied tightly to the gourd. And Rav adds, and the stone won't fall at all. So Taisus Yantif says, we have this in Parshat Vayetzi via Evan Hazos. Okay, it's just telling you that Evan is Lashon Nekeva. So it's the Evan Shebikiruya. Now, if it's in an Ophelus, it's also Lashon Nekeva. Okay, that's what I understand when he's bringing the pasuk of Evan Hazos. Okay, Mamalamba. So if you can fill up the gourd and the stone won't fall, then you're allowed to fill up with it, as Rashi says, it's a kli. And And Tere Yisrael says the Evan is bottled to the Kli. But if the stone is going to slip out, you can't use it to fill up with the gourd, as Rashi says. It's like any other stone, and you can't carry the gourd on Shabbos. It comes a bosses to the stone that it's carrying, so it's a bosses davar asim. Zamora, shehi kishur b'tafiach. If you have a vine, as Rashi says, a vine of a grapevine, and Rashi explain it's tied to a pack, a flask, and the Rav says it's a small flask that you're going to use to drop water from a bar or from a mayan, from a well, or from a spring. Mamalimbo b'Shabbos. Then you're allowed to, if it's tied to the vine is tied to the flask, you can use it to draw up water on Shabbos, Rav says, because the vine now becomes like a kli. Tere Yisrael says, he's telling you, what do you need all these different cases? He's telling you, have a stone, even though you don't really need the stone. You only need the stone to weigh down the gourd. And that's the chiddush there. Still, you can leave the stone in there. And he's telling you about the flask, even though it's not going to be staying there forever tied to the vine. Like the stone, it's going to be always staying with the gourd. Okay, because you're probably going to need this flask for some other tashmish, so you'll have to take it off away from the vine. Still, it's mutter. Taisi Yantra says that you'll never come to fix it, but if it's not tied, even though that you prepared it from the day before and has Torah's Kli, no, it has to be tied. So, as Gemara explains, because maybe you'll start adjusting it. Maybe the next day you'll see it's not long enough for it too long, and you'll start filling with the size and maybe cutting a piece off, and therefore you'll be Masakin a Kli. The Mishnah Berurah and Siman Shem Ches, Sivkot and Tzadik Beis and Tzadik Hei, says that you can use on the Kavani to be Mishtamish with something on Shabbos that you have to do, use in this particular way, is enough to take it out from the Isser of Muksa. As long as you had in mind before Shabbos you're going to use it, like you have a hatchet to chop nuts. But if it's not normally used like this, then you have to do some kind of a Maisa to set it aside for this usage that you're doing now, and then it'll be Mutter. Okay, and I wanted to add, but with the vine, it's not the same, because there, this chashash, you might trim it, and therefore, it's not as good. Or Chayin Simon Shem Ches Sivchav Beis, and the Mishnah Berurah there in Sivchat and Tzadik Beis says, if you set aside something specifically that will always be used for this particular usage, then it becomes a kli, even if normally people don't use it for this purpose. Okay, continue on. And we'll continue on with Perek Yud Zayin. Mishnah. Well, maybe we'll hold it there. Maybe we'll say that that's the end of our share today. And questions, comments, complaints, you could reach me at Sheldon_Rothman@yahoo.com or call me at 052-244-9331. Have a good day.